From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. School starts next week at Oakland Unified, where some in the district are pushing hard for their most at-risk population to succeed. Oakland's African-American boys have a disappointing high school graduation rate, their efforts often dragged down by poverty, crime, and too many absences. More than half of African-American male students now in middle school are at risk of dropping out of high school. Oakland Unified is fighting back with something school districts usually leave to community groups or nonprofits, its own mentoring program pairing black boys with black men. It's called the Office of African American Male Achievement. Recently, I spent some time with the men who are helping boys with great needs and great potential.
Ready, work!
They call him Brother Sisue. On this day, Sisue Abaka is leading 8 boys through push-ups and cardio.
1.
Abaka teaches a class at Skyline High School called Manhood Development, providing the kind of male mentorship some of these boys rarely get. He says that engaging the boys' bodies helps calm their minds so they can pay attention.
My major concern is a lot of our brothers don't know how to receive information. They don't know how to take notes. They don't know how to just sit down.
This class is not a place to ignore what happens outside, but to work through it. Students built an altar in the classroom to honor classmates who fell victim to gun violence. Abaka says sometimes the class feels more like therapy, shifting to let the boys process whatever they're struggling with.
A lot of our brothers need fathers, just period. I don't know what other way I could put it.
I grew up on 94th. That was a bad area. A lot of killings happened.
Wesley Brownlee is one of Abaka's students. The 15-year-old's high GPA from middle school began to drop after he started at Skyline High School. Now, Brownlee is starting to turn it around.
I've seen myself hanging out with kind of the wrong friends and all that, like into bad stuff. Before, all I was worried about was just sports. And now, like, Brother Sisway, he made us dig deeper into school. If we don't have a good education, we might not get to that school we want, or we might not have that good job that we want when we get older.
12 male instructors are part of the program district-wide. They are in 8 high schools and 3 middle schools, working on blending learning with life skills and enrichment. The program's executive director, Chris Chatman, says one challenge they all face is just getting students to want to be at school.
What we found was that if kids weren't excited about being in school and they weren't engaged and being encouraged, actually then they would get turned on to the streets.
But reaching these boys means convincing them to expand their definitions of what it means to be a real man. At Skyline High, Abaka tells his students manhood is much more than just being hard enough to survive the streets.
I just want brothers to embrace all aspects of manhood, not just so much the strength, but the compassion, the love, aspects of fatherhood, aspects of husbandhood, aspects of brotherhood.
But the time to start building men is when they are still boys. That is the goal of an all-boys charter school in East Oakland. It's another approach the district is taking to help more African-American male students succeed. Every day, the 100 Black Men of the Bay Area Community School begins with the Scholar Holler. It's an affirmation to get the day going. The community school is an elementary school with plans to expand coverage through graduation. The school's chairman, Dr. Mark Alexander, can relate to the challenges these boys face, having grown up in San Francisco's Bayview-Hunters Point neighborhood.
I grew up in foster homes. I grew up in very, very tough situations. I used to fight a lot. I used to get suspended.
If you had not received the kind of support as a boy that you are providing to these African-American boys at this school, where would you be today?
I'd be in San Quentin, or dead. I had people that refused to let me fail.
It's too soon to know whether the community school and the manhood development classes are really working. Some students say their grades are coming back up, and their teachers notice improvements in their behavior. The district wants to make sure these students sustain progress all the way through high school. Statistically, black males in the city are roughly as likely to graduate college ready as they are to be shot dead before they get their diplomas. That's why Skyline student Javon Mabon gave a little reality check to last year's honorees at Oakland's honor roll event for black students.
I mean, 11 years old in the sixth grade, and I...
Each year, the district honors African-American students from 8th to 12th grades who maintained a 3.0 grade point average or higher. Maybon came to represent the Manhood Development Program, even though he did not have the grades to win this year. His spoken word performance was both a painful reminder of what black boys face and a moving testament to what they can achieve.
So now I'm asking y'all, what are my options? I can't read.
Wow.
You can learn more about Oakland's initiatives to support African-American boys in a special edition of This Week in Northern California. It airs tomorrow night at 7:30 on KQED Public Television 9. I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find more from Even Odds and more of the day's news online at kqednews.org.